gracious Lord, we thank you very much for this morning. We are grateful unto you for preserving our life to see today. Thank you, O God, for Lord, your watchful eyes upon us since the beginning of this month and this week. Thank you for your daily care, your protection, your blessings, your healings, your deliverances, Lord, and all that you do for us on a daily basis. We are grateful unto you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the garden of your children here on Wednesday and your blessings upon them. Thank you for those of us that travel. Thank you for joining mercies and for staying mercies and the blessings upon the services. We are grateful to you. We thank you for our pastor that have traveled to Ghana. We thank you for taking him there safely. And thank you, O God, for being with him. O God, we believe you have taken him also to the north of Ghana this morning to start the meetings with Lord Easter. We pray you will be with him there, O Father. And Lord, strengthen him, give him inspiration and anointing of your spirit that might speak as your oracle. We pray for good and perfect health for him throughout his stay in Ghana. Thank you for your servant that went to Red Village. We are grateful unto you for taking him there safely. Lord, as you also start meetings with your people today there, we pray that you'll be with him and strengthen him, Heavenly Father. Give him good and sound health, Lord. May you bless his services. Lord, we are asking that everywhere services will be held this Easter period, both here in Akure, in Lagos, both in this country and other nations of the world. May your presence be with your people. Lord, we ask, O God, that this period will be a period of salvation for those who are in need of such, Father. Those that are seeking for the Holy Ghost, may they receive. May the sick and the afflicted, may they be completely set free and healed from their afflictions, Lord. Grant this is King of Glory. Every vessel that will use this period, may you anoint them specially. May you inspire them, may you anoint them, O Father. Lord, all the journeys that your children will have to make this period also, may you watch over your people, Lord. May the journeys be free of any evil of any kind. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We welcome ourselves to church in the name of Jesus. You can have your seat for 1 minute. I bring greetings from the brethren in Benin City. They say we should greet the church. While I also deliver your greetings to them, then they send theirs also in return. And I want to thank you for your prayers for us and your calls and everything that you did. Those who gave gifts to our children in our absence, the Lord richly bless you all. And we also, I also bring greetings from Pastor. We spoke yesterday. This morning is to fly to the northern Ghana, where the Easter services will take place. We just have to be in prayers for him, that both himself and other ministers that will preach there, the Lord will be their strength, and they will be a blessing to the people. Evangelist Babalola called yesterday from Ure village and sent his greetings to the brethren. I think, except you just sent text message to him, when there is network, he can read it. The network is still scanting in the village, so he goes to where he can make call. So, you can only send text message to him, then he will pick it. I mean, he will see it whenever is in a place where there is network. Let's bring prayers for him also, for the success of the services, for God's strength upon him also, that the Lord will bring him back with abundance of testimonies. While we pray for our services here that starts today, let's also be remembering other gatherings this Easter period at Akure, Lagos, several places where they have Easter program. Let's pray that the Lord will also bless the people there. We have these people with us this morning. We have a sister Bernard Usua with us and his and her son. God bless you, Sister Bernard. Well, okay, God bless you. I was trying to look for her. God bless you. Oh, God bless you. The boy is a big boy now.
What?
God bless you. And we also have Papa Gumiwa with us. Yes, God bless you, sir. Yeah, we also have Rashimolo. What? Wonderful. God bless you, sir. It's quite a long time. Wonderful. Okay. Yeah, Bra Adekunle is also around from Lagos. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Yeah. We also have Jomiloji from Abuja. God bless you. I think she has grown taller now. You're welcome. Yeah, we also have Brother Paul Adewumi. So, God bless you. You just do like this. See, everybody know you. Isn't everybody that know you now? There are some people that doesn't know you. The Lord asks to the church on a daily basis. So those that come after you have traveled, they wouldn't know you. God bless you. Yeah, we. If there's any other person, is perhaps an oversight. We greet every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. I think our brother and the wife in the front. You have been in the previous services. All right. Okay. God bless you. Yeah, and I'm just trying to see if my eye will pick anyone that was omitted. The adorers have been coming for some time now. God bless you all. So we have the service to, okay. Okay, you have been around for about a week, I was told. We greeted as such. Right. The service starts today. This morning, we'll continue tomorrow morning, and then Sunday morning, and Sunday afternoon, stroke evening. As we have announced earlier, Brother Samson, 1J, will be around to take the Sunday services. So, we'll prepare to make some love offering for our brother when he comes. God bless you richly. Shall we rise on our feet? And some of our brethren will be traveling to Akure this morning after the morning service to be at the youth camp meeting in Akure. We bid them Godspeed and join the mercies. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. Brother Femi Adediji will be taking this morning service. Go ahead.
once again, righteous eternal Father, we are not sufficient on our own, Father. In fact, we are not even worthy, O living God. For thou art the Holy One who is worthy to take the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. O thou worthy one, we are depending on you this morning. Lord Jesus, help us, O God. Anoint us to speak, anoint us to hear. Lord, may your spirit take perfect and absolute control, O God of the service, Lord. Direct your word to the heart of your people, Lord Jesus. Do marvelous things, Lord Jesus, in our lives, in our midst, O living God. Lord, it's our desire, Lord, that, Lord, at the end of this service, we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. If the sick and the afflicted, take the saints of God to higher heights, O living God. Restore the backsliders to the fellowship of the saints of the Almighty God. Lord Jesus, fill with the Holy Ghost and refill with the Holy Ghost, Master. Manifest yourself. Great thing that you are known to dream, O God. Do it in our midst, O living God, Master. Grant this, O living God. Grant all our heart desires. Meet it all at the point of our knees, O loving Savior. Let your name be glorified, Father. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Lord. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us, O God, before the foundation of the world, and purchased our salvation on Calvary's seat. We say, blessed be thy name, Master. Thank you, righteous eternal Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. God bless you. You can have your seat. I want us to sing a song. Then I wanted us to sing this hymn 188, but it has been sung during the worship service. But I will just go through the wordings. So before we open the scripture. But before then, I want us to sing this song. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the Son of God. That we should be called what? The daughters of God. God bless you.
Oh, than this, that a man should love his friend and give his life unto them. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, I love him. He is wonderful. Let's look at that hymn in 188. He says, down from his glory, ever living story. Oh, he's ever living. Though it was done 2,000 years ago, but it is ever as new as it was done yesterday. Praise ye the Lord. Glory be to God. Down from his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his home a stranger, a man of sorrow, tears, and agony. What condescension, bringing us what? Redemption. That in the dead of night, not what faint hope in sight, God gracious tender laid aside his what? His splendor. Praise the Lord. He laid aside his glory to come to human, to come to be human being, to save us from our sins. Glory be to God. Stooping to woo, to win, to save my soul. Without reluctance, flesh and blood is substance. He took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary. And I know thou art the great I am. Praise the Lord. Oh, it is a matchless love that God has for us. He knew us before the foundation of the world, and he predestinated us to be his sons and daughters. He put our name in the Lamb Book of Life, in the section that cannot be destroyed or cannot be deleted. That is why today we see him in his word and we are following him. Praise ye the Lord. So we are talking about that story again this morning. Redemption. We started some times ago. Brabram titled the sermon Job. And I said, it's basically on redemption. So let's stand on our feet. As we take the book, go to the book of Job chapter 19. Job 19. Glory be to God. If you love the Lord, if you know what God has done for you, you will live for him all the days of your life. All our little mistakes, oh, we will forget them. Job chapter 19, we read verse 25 and 26. Job 19, verses 25 and 26. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the heart. And though after my skin one destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Praise the Lord. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. So like I said, we started this sermon some times ago. And I think we've gone it through twice. So we continue with the same this morning, trusting the help of God unto us. Now, but Abraham in this sermon, after he gave testimonies, but just a little review before we continue. He taught us that God had this plan of redemption. It is not 2,000 years ago that God's plan of redemption was made. God's plan of redemption was made before the foundation of the world. Praise the Lord. We saw that where in Revelation chapter 13 verse 8, where he taught us that the Lamb of God was named before the foundation of the world. Yes, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, that is Satan, whose name was not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from where? The foundation of the world. So, that was when God's plan of redemption was laid down. But Abraham said it was laid out, and it was laid out Let me try to use his word. Yes, God's plan was he foreknew Christ, foreknew the plan, and set it all in order. Yes, sir. God set everything all in order before the foundation of the world. It was when he slew the lamb before the foundation of the world, Abraham taught us that he put our names in the Lamb's book of life, in the section that cannot be deleted. Praise the Lord. So it's not just today. God has made a plan before you, before our great, great, great grandfather, the father of our great, before they were ever conceived. Praise the Lord. So God had that plan, and God set it in order. The Brabram said that he taught us that this great, let's just jump some things. This great, God paid for the will of redemption. Brabram taught us that redemption is, what redemption means is to bring back something to its original position. Something that has been lost, you now bring it back to its original position. Brabram said that reminds him of pawn shop. Praise the Lord. Like we said, a pawn shop is a place where the brokers, you go there to borrow money or borrow some things, and you pull down a collateral. You pull down a collateral, a valuable property. You put it down that this for you to be sure that I have the plan to pay back this money, you take a hold of this property until I pay back. But if you cannot pay back, your property is lost. It becomes their property. But when you are paid back, when you pay back, you take your property back. But in case you cannot pay back, and the time of them to take your property is fast approaching, and somebody now comes and says, why did you give them this thing? And he now pay your loan, pay your money, then your property comes back to you. Praise the Lord. That is, you redeem back your property. Somebody helped you to redeem back your property. That is what redemption is. Brought back to the original owner. Praise the Lord. And when that is done, the broker cannot tell you that these properties belong to me. He has no right on that property any longer. He cannot claim the property anymore, and the property can never go back to his pawn shop Lila again, because it has been paid for. Praise the Lord. That is what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross at Calvary. He paid for our redemption. God had a plan that there must be a redemption. God knew what Satan would do, and God planned ahead. Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Brown said, he reminded him, he told the story of a Johnny Crow, because sometimes people don't realize that they are free. That is the sad part of it. People don't realize that they are free. It is when a man has not realized that Jesus Christ has set him free. That is why he will be living for Satan. There's no doubt about that. Take like somebody that a son in a house. A son in a house holds everything in the house. But if that son has some mentality that he's a slave, he'll be living as what? Slaves. Because it has not dawned on him that he is the owner of everything in the house. He will live like a slave. That is why people will live for Satan. Because they don't know that they have power and authority over Satan. They don't know that God has set them free from the law of sin and death. Praise the Lord. That has been done. God has set us free. But Abraham said, it reminds him of the time of the emancipation in America. You know, the blacks were taken to America as slaves. But we thank God for Abraham Lincoln. I think I'm right. Abraham Lincoln was the one that signed their emancipation, and he paid for it with his blood. Praise the Lord. So they told them that you black Americans, you this black slave, because then they were not black, they were not Americans. You this black slave, you will be free so day when the sun comes up. And because of that news, Brother Brown said, the black people then, what did they do? They climbed the highest mountain to be looking for when sun will peep. Because they know that once that sun come up, they are free that day. That is their day of freedom. So Barbara said, the younger one climbed to the highest of the mountain. The middle ones stayed at the middle, while the aged ones stayed at the bottom of the mountain. And immediately the younger one that were on top of the mountain saw the people of the sun. They shouted and screamed, "We are free!" And the one in the middle echoed it until it gets down. They know that, yes, as from today, we are no more war slaves. We are now Americans. Praise the Lord. That was, but then Brother Bram said, that is the same way the S-O-N of God has risen. He has risen, and it takes by revelation for a man to see that the Son of God has risen indeed. He has risen, then he will be dead to the things of the world and the habit of the world. Brother said, but you have to see it by revelation. Just as Peter saw it in Matthew 16, when he said that thou art the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ says, flesh and bone has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock I will do what? Build my church. And the gate of hell shall not what? Prevail over it. Rabbi said the gate of hell will fight, but it cannot prevail. Praise ye the Lord. Rabbi said, God has always made a way for his people. Because God will be a bad businessman if he made a plan for his people and his people go astray. In all ages, God make a way for his people. Praise the Lord. Let's go. Let's just follow the prophet. So Brother Brown said, when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, when they sinned in the Garden of Eden, God did not fold his hands. Of course, God knew that would happen. So what did God do? God took an innocent lamb or sheep, Abraham said, and God killed it for the blood of this lamb to be a propitiation for what? For their sin. But this blood of the lamb only covers the sin. It does not remain the sin. And then Brabra said, God skinned the skin of the animal and used it to clothe them because they knew they were naked and they needed to be covered. Praise the Lord. That was the first thing that we saw that God did to make a way for his son. We are coming. We are, don't let us go. Let's take it systematically. You see. Then Brother Brown said that some people, when they are reading Psalm 23, when they say that, Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I fear no evil. Brother Brown said, some people quote it, though I walk through the dark valley of the shadow of death. Brother Brown said, that is not the way the scripture was written. It's not dark valley. Because if it is dark, there is no ray of light in it. But when it is a shadow, it means that there was a percentage of light in that. That percentage of light in that was the way that God made for his people, even in death, to come out of everything of the devil. Praise the Lord. So in the Old Testament, God gave them something to do in preparation for the perfect what? Sacrifice that is coming. Glory to God. Then Brother Abraham said, in the Old Testament, the shadow, God foreshadowed the coming of the Son of God. For instance, when God told Moses, okay, when God told Moses, when the children of Israel were supposed to, were to get out of the land of Egypt. Because without remission of sin, the Bible says what? Without the shedding of blood, rather, there is no remission of sin. That is the way God has ordained it. That there must be a shedding of blood for sins to be remitted. That was why he slew the Lamb of God before the foundation of the world. Praise the Lord. And when the children of Israel were to come out of Egypt, God told Moses, he said, tell every household to go to their place where they keep their animals and take a lamb. God specified the type of lamb they should take. God said the lamb of the first year. And God said this lamb must be what? Without blemish. God said they should take it on the 10th day of the month, which is to be their first month in the year. Take it on the 10th day of the month and then keep the lamb till when? Till the 14th day. To do what? To examine the lamb. Because the lamb must be without what? Blemish. It must be a perfect lamb. It must be an innocent lamb. It must be without blemish. God will not take anything that has blemishes in it. Praise the Lord. Let's take note of that. God will not take anything that has blemishes in it. Our God is a perfect God. When you want to bring your sacrifice, bring the best of you into the service. That is why it is wrong for us to be sleeping in church. It's a service unto the Lord. Come in your best. Don't do a service to God that the devil will say this one is not serious. Even the devil say, knows that you are not serious. How will God take you serious? Any service we do to God must be a perfect service. Sacrifice. So we should come in our best to the church. Abraham taught us to do what? To dress in our best while coming to church. We should come in our best for the service. So not that you come to church and be sleeping in the church. When the sermon is going on, what service are you? Do you do that in your place of work? Haba, do you do that in your place of work? Do you sit down at the desk and sleep off? That when your customer will come, even your own personal business, when your customer will come, you'll be sleeping. Shame on you. So any sacrifice we do to God must be what? Perfect. That is God's demands. So don't come to God and be sleeping in the church. It's not good. It's a bad habit. That is why you see some of us will never, anytime sleep is, we are all human beings. There is no way sleep will not come. Well, this body is not Keshokuta. So when sleep comes, he has taught us what to do. But it is a sign of disobedience for us to know that sleep is coming and we just allow the sleep to go to come over us. May God be gracious unto us. So God required a perfect sacrifice. That is why he said they should keep the lamb and examine it for 4 days. And when? What? On the 14th day, they should take the lamb and kill the lamb. Then take the blood and put it on the lintel and the doorpost of the house. Because God said that there is coming what? And a death angel that will pass through the night, that passed through Egypt that night. And every house that the blood is not there, the death angel will strike. Praise the Lord. And we saw that in Egypt, death angel never entered the house of the Egyptians, of the Israelites. He entered the house of the Egyptians and killed their firstborn. But in the habitation of God's children, no death angel entered. Because they are doing what?
They are in the covenant of Jehovah. Praise the Lord. Oh, may I say this? We all, some of us, heard about what happened in Brazil a few months ago. You see, nobody has ever mocked God and goes coughing. I've never seen a man who mocked God and go scot-free. Brazilians mocked the Lord Jesus Christ. They had a festival that they do every 5 years or thereabout. Last COVID, they couldn't do it. But this year, they did the festival. Idolatry festival. And they now brought somebody that is dressed in Jesus, that dressed like Jesus. They now make and had somebody also that is dressed like Satan and ask him to be dragging Jesus on the floor. You see the fox something on Jesus Christ. I don't know what the intent by the bed. God bless you. Nothing of the devil. 2 days or a day after, rain fell that destroyed their land. Praise the Lord. Don't play with God. Oh, mercy. What came to my heart when I heard about that was that we thank God that the Holy Ghost is still here. Remember in the time of the apostles, when Herod was trying to make an oration, and what did God do to him? Angels struck him and worms came out of his body right away. That same God that did that then is still the same God that we are serving today. So don't ever think that God has gone to sleep. Oh, mercy. God is not sleeping. We are coming. We are coming. May God help us. God is not sleeping. Don't ever think that God is no more answering prayers. Oh, mercy. The God that I serve answers prayers even till now. Praise the Lord. I will give you testimony if time permits. We have seen some things in this life. We know that I know by the grace of God that I'm not following a cunningly devised fable. I know that by the grace of God, I'm in the will of the Lord for my day. Praise ye the Lord. I know this God is alive and he watches over his home. Praise ye the Lord. So, the death angel could not get to the house of the Egyptians because they are covenant people. May God help us. The children of Israel, I mean to say, yes. Because they are covenant people. I was telling the children at the Sunday school, you see, let's look at, let's look at the children of Israel. These same people, when they got to the Red Sea, what happened? The Red Sea was an obstacle on their way. They were in the line of duty. But Abraham said that, a writer said that when the Red Sea saw, how did Abraham put it? Yes, when the Red Sea saw the angry eyes of God, he said he made a way, parted, ran away. And he made a way for God's children to pass through the Red Sea on a dry ground. Covenant people. Look at the people that does not have the covenant of God in their lives. They were passing through the same land that the children of Israel passed through without any problem. What happened to them? God pulled their wheels. They had hard time passing through the place that some people have just passed. Don't play with God's children. Praise ye the Lord. Because there is I told them that God put a distinction between his children and the people of the world. That is why there is nothing to be on heart than to be a Christian. Praise ye the Lord. That same day, Brasan was talking about our brother in Anam. Is it Anam, Onisha, yes. Brother in Onisha, that the Kinama took, that they wanted to kill, but the herbalist told them, said, don't touch this man. If you touch him, we will all go to the ground. He said that there is a fire around him. Praise ye the Lord. And like Brother Sam said, like he told us when we went to Zimbabwe, You see, it is a fact. There is no doubt about that. Oh, mercy. It is a fact that God's children are covenant people, and the angel of the Lord is camped around his home. Praise ye the Lord. I have that confidence. Seriously and abundantly. A child of God is not an ordinary person. A child of God is a child of God, and is a covenant child of God. Praise ye the Lord. We are coming. Let's go gradually. I don't know whether this time will permit us, but we'll get somewhere anyhow. So God's children, they dwell safely. Why there was trouble, why there was death, why there was chaos, why there was calamity in the land, they dwelt safely. Praise ye the Lord. Because they were under the Lamb. And they under the blood of the Lamb, I mean to say. So Brabran said, God's children should always be happy. It is Satan that does not want us to be happy. But God wants us to be happy every time. Let's continue. But then Brother Abraham said, every son that cometh to God must be what? Tried and chastised of the Lord. That is according to Hebrews chapter 12. Brother Abraham said, the new converts, thank God that we got to this place. The new converts, you know that when you first come to the Lord, it doesn't mean that everything will be rosy throughout. God can allow you to pass through trials and testings. Yes, sir. Okay, that reminds us. When you look at the children of Israel, God was the one leading them in the wilderness. They got to the Red Sea. God divided the Red Sea for them to pass through the Red Sea. But look at, in the path of God, they got where? They got to Marah, where the water was bitter. It was God that led them to that place. It is not the devil. Are you getting me? It is not the devil that led them to the water of Marah. Water of Marah was in the part of their lane that God is leading them to. Yeah, God bless you. It's part of the journey. And when they got to Marah, what they were expected to do is to look to God and cry to God. So God's path always does not lead in the way you wanted all the time. Sometimes it leads to temptation. Sometimes it leads to trials. Sometimes it leads to disappointment. Sometimes it leads to weariness. But you got to look back to Him. Praise ye the Lord. After Marah, what happened? They walked in the wilderness for about 3 days without food, without water. He's still in the line of duty. So don't think that when you come to Christ, things will be easy for you. That's what Abraham is telling us here. Things can come. But what do we do? You go back to the one who called you. And where there is no way, he said what? I am the way. Praise ye the Lord. Abraham says sometimes, Satan will say that this one, I don't catch you. No way for you. You will never go. And I will kill you here. I will destroy you here. You will go to the grave here. He can boast. He has done that so many times. Personally, I have gone through that few days ago. Satan will tell you that no way you are going to die. But you don't be alarmed, Brother Abraham said. Don't be alarmed. Don't listen to him and be running etter scatter. Oh, mercy. Let me show you something. Bear with me. Let's give an example. A woman that has just married and children are not coming. Is she supposed to be running etter scatter? To go back to God. But the people of the world, what do they do? They go to herbalists, they go to deed, they go to that. In the process, they meet with the herbalists that will mess them up. Hard problem to what? Problem for them. That is the problem when you are running etter scatter. Why don't you cry on God and wait on God? Even the in the spiritual Christianity realm, when you are saying you are running here and there, running here and there, you don't know the kind of spirit you can take. God be merciful to us. So trials are part of Christianity. We know that. If Satan has not gotten you, he will be after you. So it is not the time to be running etter skater. Where you are running, you run to this trap. And it can trap you in a way that it will take only God to deliver you. May God be gracious to us. Praise ye the Lord. So, yeah, Brahman was talking about converts, new converts. Don't think that everything will be rosy. Don't be thought up, Brahman said, when things happen. Brahman said, things will happen. Things will happen. But you have to keep your focus on the Lord. Cry unto him, and he promised to deliver. Praise ye the Lord. The Abraham said, God's plan of redemption was to be under the blood. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. God's plan of redemption was to be under the blood. Today, how do we come under the blood? The children of Israel in their home, while God asked them to take the lamb, God told them, after you kill the lamb and you plew the blood on the lintel and on the side post of the door, enter and stay what? Inside. Don't go out until the morning. They were under the blood. Today, how do we come under the blood? It's not just by mouth. I immerse this house in the blood of Jesus. I cover everybody with the blood of Jesus. It's not by mouth. Praise the Lord. To come under the blood today is to repent of your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Then you will be filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. That is the process with God to come through to be under the blood today. Praise ye the Lord. It's not just by mouth. It's a process that you have to go through. You have to repent. Commit yourself to God and repent of your sins. Because we were all born in sin, shaping iniquity, coming to this world, speaking lies. Nobody was perfect. Nobody was born a saint. Then you've got to repent, to go to the cross, to go to Jesus Christ and repent of your sins. And come and be baptized in water in his name, the Lord Jesus Christ, for remission of sins. Then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's the way to come under the blood today. Praise ye the Lord. And the Bible says, the worshipper wants purge. Has no more desire or conscience for sin. Because why? In the Old Testament, in the sermon talking, it was the chemistry of the blood that they need to apply to be under the blood. But today it's not the chemistry of the blood of Jesus Christ, but the life that came out of that blood. Praise God. And that life must come into your life. Then you are under the blood. Until then, we are just professing to be Christians. May God be gracious to us. Yeah. Then Brother Brown said, redeem us back to our origin. Then Brother Brown said, lest I forget, when you are talking about the law of redemption, Brother Brown said, one, it must take a blood. That's number one. Two, Brother Brown said, an innocent must die for the guilty. That was why God said that. The lamb must be without blemish. An innocent must die for the guilty. Praise the Lord. Okay. God's plan of redemption was to be under the blood. We've seen that. Okay. Now, Brother Brown said, once a man comes under the blood, he should believe God for everything that is laid in the promise of God. Brother Brown said, when you are doubting God, whether God will keep his promise, Brother Brown said, you are what? You are insulting God. Praise the Lord. And Bible said we should not insult God. Once a man comes under the blood, and you are now saying that maybe I will fall, there is no will of falling. Praise the Lord, because you are under the blood. Once you are under that blood, you are saved and secured in the hand of Jehovah. You will have troubles. You might have troubles. You might make mistakes, but God has taken care of that. Praise the Lord. Yes, thank the Lord. Now let's come to the testimony of Brother Joe, the patriarch Joe. Let's come to his testimony. Yeah, we are moving. Good. Now, Brother Abraham told us that Job was the oldest book in the Bible. Though you see Job almost in the middle of the Bible, but Job was, Brother said, Job was written before Moses wrote the Genesis and the rest of them. Because he was the patriarch that lived ages past. So Brother Abraham said, this man, the Bible, the testimony that God has about him was that he was a man who feared God and do what? Eschew evil. To eschew evil is to do what? To shun. To shun evil, to hate evil, and not to do evil. A man that was perfect in the sight of God. Praise the Lord. But one day, Satan, because the Bible says your adversary, the devil, moveth about, seeking whom to devour. And when, the Bible says when the sons of God were in the presence of God, Satan also came. Isn't that mysterious? That when the sons of God gather in the presence of God, Satan also finds his way to their midst. It's a mystery. But let's leave that side. Then, God has Satan. Where have you been? He said, I've been going around the world. Going around the world, side and from left to right and up and down. And God said, have you considered my servant Job? A man who feared God and eschewed evil. He said, it's because you bless him that's why he's serving you. If you just allow me, if you just... and also you put a hedge. Satan mentioned that. He said you put a hedge around him that nobody can touch him. That's why the Bible says the angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him. Praise the Lord. Satan cannot just get around you and do any evil anyhow. It's not possible. Until God allows him, he cannot just come around you and do anything anyhow. It's not possible. Because that angel that encampeth around every child that fears God, they are there, permanently there to secure you. And the devil cannot misbehave around you. Praise you, the Lord. So Satan said, you put an hedge around him, nobody can get to him, and you also bless him. How would he not serve you? He said, if you just allow me to go to him and touch him, he will deny you. He will curse you to your face. God said, you can't do it. Praise the Lord. Brother said, will God have that confidence in any of us like that? Because God has always had confidence in his believing children. God had confidence in Job that Satan cannot make him to curse him. He said, okay, God said, it's in your hands, but don't touch his life. And let's look at what Satan did. The Bible says that when his sons were gathered in the house making feast, he said, the Sabians came. Where his animal were, they killed the servants, carried part of his animal. And he also said that the fire came from heaven, destroyed the servants, and destroyed the animals also. The Bible also said that the Chaldeans came and they did what? They destroyed his camels and the servants. Only one in each of these cases escaped to come and tell Job. Then there was a wild wind that blew and beat on the house where Job's children were. The house collapsed and all of them died. 7 sons and 3 daughters. Then when Job was told these things, what did he do? He rent his cloth and sat down and said, naked I came to the world, naked I will go. Said, the Lord give it, the Lord take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then Satan went back to Job, to God. God said, did you not see him? That he still kept his integrity of his heart, though you moved me against him. He said, see, a man will give anything for his life. If you touch his head, touch his body, he will talk to you, he will curse you to your face. God said, okay, don't take his life. He went again and struck Job with boys from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, until Job had to sit on ash heap, scraping his boys. The wife came and said, do you still keep the integrity of your heart? Why don't you curse God and die? Job said, you spoke like one of these foolish women. The Lord, shall we accept good things from the Lord and shall we not accept evil of him? Though God does not do evil. You can see in all these cases, it was Satan that was doing the evil. It was not God. We are coming to that. And his friend also came. What were the testimony of his friends? His friend, after 7 days, they could not speak because the Bible said they could not recognize him. After 7 days, they started talking to Job. They accused Job that Job was wicked. They accused Job that Job was a secret sinner. They accused Job that Job was unrighteous. Go and read the scripture. Those are the things that they are. Many things they are keep Job of. His friends, so. Now let's look. May I say something? Let's go to this sermon, demonology, in the enticing spirit. Enticing spirit. We want to look at how Satan operates while we are talking about this. Enticing spirit, because you know where the sermon is, of course. Paragraph 70. Enticing spirit, paragraph 70. Yes. Now today, so many people are listening. Now Sunday school, I love it. Look, so many people are listening to enticing spirit instead of taking the word of God. Spirits, they are in the world. They are what? Demons. And they go out into places and they get amidst men, ministers. They get amidst church members. Don't say it, yes, ministers. Everybody, whether you are a minister, whether you are a church member, they go among the people. They get amidst good people, and they cause them to come into illusion. And they say things, and do things, teach things, and practice things that's contrary to the word of God. Did you see that? When Satan will set his demon loose to Job, what did he do? He moved on the Sabians. To do what? To come and destroy the servant and take away his animals. It was Satan that moved on them to do that act. Why will a man destroy another man's and steal another man's property? It is evil spirit. Praise the Lord. Then the prince of the air, is still what? Satan. He calls fire from heaven as if to say that it was God that sent the fire and destroyed his animals. He's still Satan. Because he's the prince of the power of the air. Praise the Lord. He also moved on the Chaldeans. They do what? They came against Job's servants, kill them, take away his animals. Yeah, same Satan. Then what did Satan do? The closest person to Job, Satan preached to her. It's still Satan. He said, why do you see your husband now? The way he's serving. Don't you think you should curse God and just die? What is the worth of life again? For him to still continue like this. And Satan so inspired her that she said exactly what she said exactly the mind of Satan to Job. Do you see that? The words of Satan, she repeated it verbatim to Job. Curse God and die. It was Satan that moved her lips, that spoke to her and anointed her to speak exactly what Satan wanted done. Praise the Lord. And that is the way it works. Satan is powerless until he gets a man to use. Yes, sir. I was telling, let me see, I'm not speaking from knowledge. I'm speaking from experience. I was telling our students in the school, you know, this issue of boyfriend, girlfriend. Well, I talk to them almost every Wednesday. So there was a report that some of them will keep themselves inside secret place, boys and girls, romancing themselves. So we have been working on them. So I started talking to them. Then I gave them a testimony. You see, how Satan, there was a time in my life, let me give this testimony. A time in my life, I was a teenager then. In a place where we live at Bashorun, this area, where we, along the line where we live. I was a young boy. I was in either form 4 or form 5. No, I think it should be form 4. But that's the way we called the school then. So, my sisters asked some friends. There was a day something just happened to me. A girl that was a friend to my sister, each time I see her, there is something that follow me that I seem to have her. It happened once, it happened twice. Maybe thrice. Then I knew that this is, I was not a Christian then, no. I was not a Christian. My parents were CAC. CAC believe in prayer. But I know that this is not God. But Job said, what part of God would be in that? Then, I didn't know much. I was still young. I was not a Christian. I've not given my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. So, when I noticed that, I told my mother one day, maybe there was a holiday. I told my mother, I called my mother, Mommy. Say, Mommy, I'm going to the mountain to pray. I took my Bible. We were living in Bashorun. In Bashorun, there's a shortcut we take to Uluwola. So I took my Bible. I went to the mountain in Uluwola. And I fasted and prayed. He said, God, I don't want this evil spirit. This is nothing but evil spirit. I prayed almost through that day. I stayed in the mountain like that, and I read my Bible. I prayed. Do you know when I came back home that I never felt that anymore? That didn't occur to me. And this is where I'm going. Satan is terrible. You know what he wanted to do, what he wanted to achieve. You know, he wanted to use me to spoil the life of that girl. But I said no. That's the way to resist the devil. Now, there was a boy opposite our house, almost adjacent to our house. Later, we learned that that one was messing this girl up. And the father, the landlord of the house we were staying there, got to know about it and sent the girl packing back to the village. She was in school, but the man was annoyed and sent her back to the village. So what Satan wanted to achieve through me when he moved on me to do evil, and I said, no, go to where you belong. That was what Satan achieved in the other man's life to destroy the life of that girl. That is how he moves. So it is how you surrender yourself to the devil. There is nobody that Satan does not tempt. Take that or leave it. There is nobody that Satan does not tempt. When he came to our Lord Jesus Christ, who are you that will not come to you? Praise the Lord. So we have fought battles by the grace of God. I told you of another stronger one that came. No, I've said that testimony before. I won't go into that one now. So it is when you yield yourself to the devil, like the Sabians, like the Chaldeans, they yield and Job's wife, they yielded themselves to the devil, and devil used them to accomplish his purpose in trying to make Job to curse God. And he moved on his friend also. That was why they said all the things they said. So we should be careful. What we do, that is why Brother Brown said, everything that a Christian does or do is measured by what? The word of God. May God help us. Whatever revelation, whatever inspiration you have, check it with the word. That is the way to be safe from the hand of the enemy. Because Satan is looking for people to move on. You boys that we learned are committing fornication. It's the devil that is on you. And where he's taking you to is where? Is to hell. That is the thing. If God can help me those days, I was not a Christian. Like I said, I have not given my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. It was years after when I went to Iwo and when I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. But the understanding that I have, this is evil, this is sinful. How will I do this? That made me to go to God, and God delivered me. He will deliver you if you surrender your life to God. It is evil for you to defy another man's daughter. Defy another man's wife. Mercy. Why? It is evil. I told those students, we talk about Joseph also. It is evil for you to defile a girl that is not your wife. And you expect that one to go and marry another person. You have achieved your lust. Satan has achieved your lust. Your lust. And after lust, you go, what the Bible says? It's death. Satan is taking your soul to hell, and you are obeying the devil. You are a cheap article in the hand of Satan. That is why he's making you to do that. You don't have any resistance. You just follow him. Go, 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 go. Shame on you. Yes, sir. That's evil. The Bible says fornication and adultery should not be what? Mentioned in our midst. And you are hearing the word day by day. What I was not exposed when I was in those days. I was not exposed to this same word. And God helped me to say no to the devil. So, if on the other side, and you continue, I will be your judge. Oh, sure. That is how judgment will take place. Oh, sure. Because I was in the teenage age, and God helped me. I was not the one who helped me. I told you I fasted and prayed. I didn't struggle, and No. It was God that helped me. So if you cannot pray, you are a prey to the devil. Basic. Why will a man live in ungodliness, for goodness sake? Unrighteousness. Surrender yourself, surrender your life for Satan to be kicked here and there. No resistance. Are you a son of God? I doubt your experience. A son of God, a daughter of God should be able to say no. Oh, mercy. There is a challenge that I have in the story I had about this girl that Boko Haram took. God bless you. Eliabi. Yes. That girl was not a believer of this message, but she stood for her belief. And you are sitting here committing fornication. Shame on you. May God be merciful to your soul. Oh, mercy. We were like you, but God helped us. Why don't you allow God to help you too? You can't even resist the devil. You are a prey to the devil, making you to do evil. You know what? Let me tell you, let me warn you. Every prayer that is prayed here that is not answered, you will give account of it. You will give account of it. You know, there was a boy Brabra was praying for, but the irreverence of the ministers and the congregation did not allow those devils to leave. But the time came, Brabra said, "Satan, you are at large. You cannot hinder God for too long. God will have to deal with your matter." Praise the Lord. So, okay. Sisters, be careful how you disobey your husband. We can see Job's wife, how Satan moved on her. And it is easier for Satan to use the emotion of sisters to work on them to misbehave to their husbands. So, Job's wife allowed Satan to work on her and to speak the mind of Satan out to Job. So, sisters, you be careful how you talk to your husband. And brother, don't because of the weakness of your wife, in your heart reject your wife. We are coming. How can a man say, because my wife is not this, he's not this, she's not that, and if you look at Sister C, she is very good. You want to go and marry Sister C? You chose her. And because you chose her, in her weakness, you must still love her. Brabran did not say that you will not be disappointed in her. Brabran said, you could be disappointed in her, and she could be disappointed in you. It is the love that binds you together that keep you together. Praise the Lord. So you cannot, because my wife cannot do this, she is weak in this, she doesn't know how to do this, then you are high another man's wife. Shame on you. You should still love your wife in her weakness and pray for her. May God help us. Let me say this, because Abraham said, when Adam saw that his wife has done what she did, Adam could have just tell her to go to hell with her, and she go and she will perish. She will go to hell. But because Adam loved his wife, he knows that this is the part of me. And Adam did what? Adam stuck to his wife, even when God sent them out of the garden. But Abraham said the same thing the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. Praise be the Lord. When we sinned, he didn't cast us to hell. He still loved us to come down to die for us on the cross at Calvary. Praise be the Lord. Was it your righteousness that brought Jesus Christ? It was your sin that brought him. It was your sin that made him to die. It was my sin that made him to die on the cross at Calvary. If you were perfect, he would not have come. So Adam saw the weakness, the sin of his wife. He identified with his wife. So a husband must identify. You chose her. You can't ask her to. You can't ask her to go. If you say you want to go and marry another person, you become what? A polygamous man. We must still love our wife even in their weakness, and still pray for them. Don't start hiring another sister. So, another sister. Your wife is your wife. May God help us. God bless you. Mercy. Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Brown said, then God sent Elihu to Job in his trial. Brother said, Elihu was a representation of Jesus Christ. Brother said, Elihu did not accuse Job of sin. Elihu only accused Job of accusing God wrongly. That's what Abraham put it. Accusing God wrongly. Then when Abraham said, when Job was talking about when a man dies, he doesn't come back again. His children came to his grave and he noticed it not. He said, but you look at the flowers, look at the tree. When they die, when they are caught, they come back to life again. Then Brabra said, Elihu told him. Brabra said, let's say so that the children can understand. Elihu told him that the flower did not sin. It is man that sinned. That is why, but he said, but there is a time coming when somebody, the Lamb of God, will stand in the stead, will stand in the bridge between man and God. He will put his hand on a holy God and a sinful man to make the bridge for them. Brother said, that was when Job said, oh, I see what the Lamb is meant for. He said, the thunder roar. And that was why Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth. And at the last day, he will stand upon the heart. Not that he will come upon the heart, but he will stand as a man upon the heart. He said, though the skin won't destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God, who I shall see by myself, and my eyes shall behold him. Praise ye the Lord. That was how resurrection came. Now, just as we are planning to close. Brother Brown said, we are talking about redemption. Brother Brown said, when we talk about the redemption of properties and a brother that have been sold into slavery or sold into being a servant, there is a law that goes with it. Then Brother Brown said, we saw that beautifully in the book of Ruth. Praise the Lord. The law of redemption. Brabran said, if we look at the book of Ruth, in that book, we learn about Elimelech, who was married to Naomi. Brabran said, Elimelech means what? Worship. Naomi means pleasant. When the family came together, they become what? Pleasant worship. Praise the Lord. Then they gave birth to two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. Rabbi said Mahlon was sickness, means sickness. Why Chilion means gloominess, sadness, and weariness. I don't know why it is like that too. But that is what Rabbi said. Praise the Lord. So a time came when Elimelech took his wife, and they went to Moab because there was famine in the land. And when they get to the land of Moab, and his two sons got married to daughters of Moab. Along the line, Elimelech died. Naomi, two sons also died. Then, after 10 years, Naomi heard that there was now barley, food, bread in Israel. And she decided to go back to Israel. While she was going, the two daughters, her two daughters-in-law, decided to follow her, Orpah and Ruth by name. So Naomi said, oh, there is no need of you following me, my daughter-in-law. You have been good to both the dead and the living. So go back to your mother's house and go and marry and serve your, the God of your country. So we say, I know, we'll follow you, we'll follow you. Then Naomi preach a sermon, like Brother Sam will say, preach a sermon to them. He says, see, you can't follow me. If I marry today, and let's say I have hope, I marry today, and I give back to sons today, will you now wait for them till they be grown before you now marry them, according to the law of Then Opa now said, okay, that is true. I will not be able to wait. I need to marry. Opa kissed her mother-in-law, went back. Rabban said, by that she did what? Has communicated herself from the commonwealth of God. Praise the Lord. But Ruth had the revelation. Ruth knew, had seen something beyond husband or no husband. Ruth has seen that there is something about the God of Israel. He said, don't entreat me to leave you. Where you go, I will go. Where you die, I will die. Where you are buried, I will be buried. Your God will be my God, and your people will be my people. Praise the Lord. She had a revelation of the God of Israel. It was more than just husband or no husband. Man, that is why revelation, Brother Brown said, can never be overemphasized to a true believer. Praise the Lord. She has seen beyond just this relationship of husband and wife. She has seen that there is something about the God of Israel. Just like this harlot, Rahab. She testified. She said, your God is the God of heavens and the heart. He said, as you see these people so, they are like dead men. He said, I know you will come here and take away this country, but be merciful to me and my father's house. Praise the Lord. It's a revelation. That is why importance of revelation can never be overemphasized. Praise the Lord. So when Naomi saw that she cannot discourage this girl, they moved and continued and got to Israel at the time of the barley season. And Naomi on her own decided to go to the field to glean for them to have food to eat. Then Brabran said, by the Holy Ghost, she was directed to the field of Boaz. And Brabran said, Boaz represented what? Christ. Because Boaz then was the Lord of the harvest. Praise the Lord. So she continued faithfully, was gleaning with the servants, or with the, yes, with the servants, the reapers of Boaz. And when Boaz got to the place and she saw her, she asked, whose daughter is this one? Because he knows everybody. He knows those he employed to work in his field. And he saw this one is a stranger. Whose damsel is this? And he said, that is the lady that came with Naomi to this place. Say, okay. Rabban said, the foresight was what? Love. Praise the Lord. Rabban said, Naomi was a type of the Orthodox Jew church that is now directing the Gentile bride. Praise the Lord. Then Naomi, then Boaz said, make sure you don't leave this field. Stay in this field. Brabran said, there is no need of mission trotting. Stay put in where God is blessing you. Stay put. Don't be going up and down. Stay in the blessing of God. Stay with the word. Praise the Lord. Then Boaz told the reapers. He said, as you see that girl, allow her to be free. She can come to the bucket and take water. And when you are reaping, he said, purposely drop a handful for her. Praise the Lord. And that is what we enjoy, the purposeful angel dropping a handful for us in the services, dropping a handful for us of his blessing, dropping a handful for us of all that he promises. Praise ye the Lord. Then he told Ruth, stay in the field and don't leave the field until the end of the harvest. And Ruth continued. Well, Naomi now saw Ruth that this girl, I need to get something for her to settle down to rest. Now he now told Ruth, Naomi told Ruth, he said, you see that Boaz is a near kinsman to us. And according to the law of redemption, he's the only one that can redeem all that my husband has lost. Now, he is coming for willowing this today. So just don't show yourself to him. When you allow him to eat and drink, but mark where he lay down. In the night, you go to where he lay down and sleep at his feet. Then cover yourself with his skirt. That was exactly what Ruth did. Ruth was not filthy. And, okay, by the way, Brother Brown said, Naomi told Ruth, he said, wash yourself, dress properly. He said, dress well, and go and lay down where he lays. And in the middle of the night, when Boaz rose up, he saw the woman and saying at his feet, he was scared. He said, who are thou? He said, it is Ruth, the Moabite girl, or lady. He said, oh, you have dead. Wonder kindly at the latter end than at the early time. You did not follow the young men, whether rich or poor. Then he told her, because what Naomi told Ruth to do was a message to Boaz. Boaz got the message. Boaz was not a filthy man. Praise the Lord. That we see, oh, there's a woman lying at my feet and want to do evil. No, Boaz was a righteous man. He told her, you wait. Though I'm the near kinsman to you, but there is another kinsman that is nearest to you than I. He said, if you want to do the work of redemption, let him do it. But if not, I will certainly do the work of redemption for you. Praise the Lord. And Brother Brown said, in the law of God, according to Leviticus chapter 25, verses 25, that was where, let me see, I wrote it down. I hope I'll be able to see it. Quick. Yes, sir. Leviticus 25, you look at verses 25 to 34 and 47 to 55. That was talking about the law of redemption of a property and a brother that had been slow to be a servant. And the one that must redeem this person must be what? Must be the nearest kinsman to him. And then, Brother says, he must be a wealthy man. Two. Then Brother said, he must be a worthy man, righteous. And have good testimony. Then Brother Brown said he must make a public testimony that he has redeemed this person. Praise the Lord. So Boaz, when the day broke, before the day broke, he measures his barley of things to Ruth and has sent her away. Then in the morning, when the morning broke, he went to the gate of the city, because this testimony must be made outside the gate, not within the gate. It must be made outside the gate. And he called the elders of his people. Oh, you wait. There is something, there is a matter that we have to discuss. Then he called the nearest of the kinsman that was nearer to Naomi than him. And when he said, now there is a matter that, you know, Naomi, our brother Elimelech has lost his property because he left because of the family and things. He said, but now Naomi's Elimelech property needed to be redeemed. He said, can you redeem it? The man said, yes, I will redeem it. He said, fine. Then if you redeem it, you must take Ruth, the wife of the dead, to raise a name for the dead on the land. He said, no, if that is the case, I can't redeem it. I don't want to mind my inheritance. And he said, then I will redeem it. Then he said, okay, go ahead, redeem it. Then they lose their shoe as a testimony. Then the elders bless Boaz and Ruth. And this Ruth that you have taken, may he bring children, valuable children like Leah, like the rest of them in Israel. And that was how Boaz got Ruth for his wife. And then Ruth was pregnant and gave birth to Jesse, the father of David. Was it Jesse? Obed that gave birth to Jesse, the father of David. Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Abraham said, for God to redeem us, he has to be what? The near kinsman to us. Because according to the law of redemption, he must be the nearest kinsman to us. And God in heaven is a spirit, cannot be a kinsman. Praise the Lord. That was why, sometimes there was in the time of Abraham, Genesis 18, God became flesh. Yes, sir. But he was not a kinsman to us then. Praise the Lord. But this time, God, the creator of heavens and the heart, he came down in flesh and was born like we were born in a manger. There he became our kinsman. Praise the Lord. Then he can redeem us. That was why he died. God became flesh. That was why he was born. And Jesus Christ was not born like we were born in the actual will of sex. Praise the Lord. God created in the womb of Mary a body for himself in which he dwelt. And that immaculate conception brought about a clean blood. The blood of God, the blood of Jehovah, that doesn't have any blemish in it, because the sacrifice must be innocent and must be pure. Praise the Lord. And that was why he went to the cross. And he did not die in the gate, within the city. He died without the gate. Praise the Lord. To make a public testimony, he was in between heaven and the heart for a public testimony that he has redeemed us. Praise the Lord. And the elders of the people, they were there to witness. Yes, sir. Because the elder, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians were there to witness, to see that he died. Praise the Lord. Then we are redeemed. Be redeemed, then how can you go back to the pawn shop if truly you have been redeemed? Being redeemed, we are redeemed eternally. It's not that you'll be redeemed today, tomorrow you'll be lost. No, sir. Once redeemed, you are redeemed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, remember, Brother Bram said, before the foundation of the world, this Lamb of God was slain. And he came to manifestation. He became human being like we are. And he died for us. He shed his blood for us to be free from sin. That was why Brother Brown talking about the emancipation. When the Son of God rose from the dead, then we are free. Praise the Lord. That is the law of redemption. That was why, while he was on his way to Calvary, Brother Brown equated it to the time when Adam and Eve were leaving the Garden of Eden. When they were leaving the Garden of Eden, after God killed the animal and put the skin on the animal on them while they were going, and Adam with his hand on his lover, the blood was dipping to as he was going crying, because that was the way when the Lamb of God was to be killed on the cross at Calvary, when he was carrying his cross and was going to Golgotha. The blood was dripping from his back. And that blood was the price he paid for us. Praise the Lord. Then will God lose any of his children that he foreknew before the foundation of the world for him to pay that great price? God forbid, brother. God will not lose any of his own. That his name is the Lamb Book of Life. God will not lose them. Praise ye the Lord. That was the reason of today, the remembrance we are doing today. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ, our kinsman, our brother, our Lord, our God, our Savior, our Master, our King, died for us on the cross at Calvary. He was one of us. He was not a stranger. He didn't die as a stranger. He died as one of us. He was our kinsman. Brother said, he was my... That is what he himself said. Go tell my brethren that I have risen. Oh, glory to God. What a wonderful thing. Then tell me, Brother Abraham said, will you then reject this matchless love and go and continue living in sin? Will you reject it? This match, what Jesus Christ said, greater love has no man than this, that a man will love his friend and give his life unto them. He gave his life for us. He died for us. Then will you not reject that and continue living in sin? Oh, God forbid. May God forbid you, knowing this, and continue to live in sin. Then, the Bible says that if we reject so great a salvation, then there remaineth what? A grateful, fearful looking for judgment. But friends, don't reject it. It's an opportunity for us again. We are in the presence of that same Jesus. You see, Brother Brown taught us that when Jesus Christ resurrected, he didn't die and resurrect as a spirit. Like Brother Joseph was saying, where is he? He didn't die and resurrect as a spirit. He resurrected back as human being, which is a foretaste that when we die too, we are going to resurrect. Praise the Lord. If Job and the patriarchs can resurrect and go in heaven with him, because on the day he was he ascended with the old sages. Praise the Lord. The same human being they were. That was why he told Timothy, he said, look at my hands. He said, when they were afraid, fearing whether he was a spirit, he said, bring, have you any meat? And they gave him what? Bread and fish and a head to testify that I am a man, I'm not a spirit. We are going to resurrect the same way and take up our glorified body to come and live here on earth. Praise ye the Lord. Then are you going to reject it and continue in sin? Then the Bible says, shall we continue in sins and expect grace to abound? God forbid. What else do we want God to do that he has not done? What else are we looking for God to do for you? You are looking for money? Seek ye first, the Bible says. Jesus Christ said it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, then all these other things that you are running after will be what? Added unto you. The first thing is not money. The first thing is not to run and make money and become a millionaire. You become a Christian first. Then God will add all this unto you. You might not even be a millionaire, but the peace of God abideth in your soul. And you know and you are sure that when this life is over, there is a resurrection. Just as those said. God bless you. Let's sing 154. As we think about these things. See 154. Emmanuel's dream. No. I wanted that the blood that Is it what I've forgotten? There is a fountain filled with blood. This morning, why don't you come to the altar and pray through this morning? This is the time of the Easter. It is no secret what God can do this morning in your life. It is no secret what He can accomplish in your life this morning. Make your way to the altar and cry unto Him. We are in His presence. His presence is here. Come and surrender your life unto Him this morning. The Lamb has bled. The Lamb bled. He died. He became you for your sake. He was made sin so that you can take up His own righteousness. Yes, sir. He came to take your place, that you can take His righteousness upon yourself. That is the purpose while He went to the cross. Why don't you come and pray through this money while we are in His presence? I've not spoken Jehovah Witness message to you, has spoken the mind of Christ, and called it as the messenger of the age has taught us, have stated it to you. Come, I invite you to come and surrender your life to Christ this morning. It is no secret what He can do. Commit yourself unto God, cry unto Him. He is here. He said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in their midst." He said, "Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, that I will do." He said, "Lo, I'm with you, even to the end of the world." I've just told you of what happened in Brazil to prove to us that God is still on heart. The Holy Spirit is still on heart. He's still moving, he's still delivering. And I've given you testimony of how he delivered my own life from fornication. That same God is still here this morning. Why don't you commit yourself to him and surrender your life unto him while his presence is here? If you want to be remembered with these people, with these brethren that are at the altar, why don't you raise up your hand while the servant will pray for us? God bless you, sir.
Shall we have a word of prayer? Let us pray. Gracious Eternal Father, we thank you very much for this wonderful atmosphere that your word and your spirit has brought down into our midst. We want to thank you very much for your word that we have sat and listened to. Lord, it is music to our soul. Oh God of mercy, we thank you very much for that day at Calvary, what to accomplish for us. when you broke the backbone of the devil, when you foiled the tempter's power. Lord, when, O God of heaven and earth, the bride was smitten out of your sight, we thank you very much. We want to thank you, O living God, for as many as have given this opportunity, O God, to come and dine at your feet. Not all people have this opportunity. Lord, some have used the day to go to football field. Lord, some are watching one program or the other on television. Lord, some, O God, are in dance houses and maybe where they are drinking and so many other things that people are doing. But Lord, those that fear your name, they have gathered, O God, to have this worship period at your feet. We thank you for this opportunity. Savior divine, after your word has gone forth, Lord, in simplicity, yet in the power and demonstration of your spirit, O God of mercy, souls have responded to this altar call. Many at the altar, an answer also lifted up, O God, signify one need or the other. Thou art God, even those at the altar, you are the only one that know the heart of everyone, and you know the needs that they have. They are Jesus. But one thing sure, whether the ones at the altar or those that raise up their hand, your word told us, O God, that whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. We are grateful unto you for this privilege, Lord. We pray, therefore, that you attend to the cry of your people, answer their prayers, Heavenly Father. Whatsoever need that they have, that made them to respond to your word, O God. Lord, either coming to the altar or lifting up their hands, defiling the law of gravity, may you, Lord, do something great, mighty in the life of each and everyone, Father, that will give them a permanent testimony. Lord, that will glorify your name and will be a blessing unto your children. Those that want to receive the Holy Ghost, those that want more of you, those that want deliverance for what in the order, those that are even maybe standing for somebody somewhere, Lord, whatsoever need it is, whether it is healing of the body, you are God. Lord Jesus, since you know our needs, since you know our heart, it's not difficult to deal with to our God. Master Jesus, you have enough reservation for every need that we have, O God, from heart to glory. Dear Jesus, may you lift up the faith of everyone at this hour, Lord, to receive their petition, to receive their need in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke every works of the enemy at this hour in the name of Jesus Christ. This word that has gone forth, as your spirit has directed them to our hearts, O Father, may the devil not have access to pick any of them out, O Jehovah God. But may your spirit water them day and night, O Father. May you give us faith, O living God, to hold unto your changing hand for whatsoever we are asking you for, O God. Lord, to know that it is a settled matter, Father. As you pay the price once, Lord, and the dividends have been coming to your children since that time till now, Lord Jesus, what you are doing for each one today, O Father, may be permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we just want to ask that the vessel you have made use of your servant, virtue has left him, O God. May you replenish him, Father. May you lift up the honor of his ministry and that of the rest of your servants, Father. Wherever, O God, saints are guarding this period of the year, O God, once again, we pray your presence will be in their midst, Father. And as you have started wonderfully with us today, O living God, take us to higher heights tomorrow, Father. Hide your servant, O God, under the blood, dear Father. Lord, break every yoke of the enemy, O Father. Move mightily in our midst, Lord, that every outstanding need will be met in this midst, O God, to the glory and the honor of your name. Let it be, Heavenly Father. Those are the altar by the time they go back to their seat, O God, may you place divine assurance in their heart that you have done that thing for them that they have come for. Let it be, eternal Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. Those that have journeys at the end of this service, may your presence go with them. May they go safely. May you bless the program they are going for. May you bring them back safely when they be coming back. Thank you, eternal Father. Once again, be with your servant in Ghana. Be with your servant also in the village and wherever your people are, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Shortly we'll be going back to our homes. You brought us in the morning. May your presence take us back home safely. May we enjoy the rest of the day. May we not make use of it in a frolicking way, Father. May we use it in your divine presence, Lord. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Our next service will be tomorrow morning by 9 o'clock or so. We are to be seated. And Sunday inclusive, we are also sitting the same time. God bless you richly. I say God bless you richly. It's wonderful to know that Jesus died for me. Wonderful. Shall we rise on our feet?
Thank you.